In Pakistan, President General Pervez Musharraf returned to his country from Saudi Arabia today amid continuing political pressure since he suspended the constitution on November 3rd. Meanwhile, fighting between government forces and Islamic radicals with ties to the Taliban continues along the border with Afghanistan. We asked a fellow at the Lahore University of Management Sciences, Miguel Loyero, about the connection between the crises.
What you have is in Swat, for instance, there's this cleric, this Maulana, who for the past 3 years, he's been going on, he's got a pirate radio station, and he's been going on with lots of messages of we must implement Sharia, we have to get rid of these foreigners, for quite a few years, and the government hasn't done anything. And the interesting thing is that you get this strong sense that Musharraf uses this as an on-off switch of, oh, suddenly, you know, the Taliban are at our gates, we must do something, so we need to declare a state of emergency. Now, the interesting thing is that if you notice, once the state of emergency is declared and they start arresting people, you mainly have, well, lawyers, judges, academics, a few students, human rights activists, political party opposition members. And within the first 2 weeks of emergency law, there is not a single arrest of a terrorist or an Islamic militant or targeting any Islamic militant organization. So it's just a cover-up to actually try to destabilize the situation in a way that you get this sense, especially the West gets this sense that we need Musharraf. I mean, look at what's happening on the borders of Pakistan.